Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has expressed support for Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Lamb of God frontman Randy Blythe has arrived back in the Czech Republic to defend himself on charges of manslaughter. And an internal audit at the Energy Regulatory Office suggests former employees may have illegally upped the prices of electricity from solar plants. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has expressed support for Turkey's bid to join the European Union following talks with the visiting Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Nečas said Prague fully supported Ankara's ambition to become a fully-fledged member of the alliance on condition that Turkey fulfills the respective admission criteria. The Turkish Prime Minister welcomed the stand, saying Turkey had been standing outside EU gates for more than 50 years and that the delaying of its admission further was unforgivable. This was in reference to the view of some EU members that as a Muslim country, Turkey should be offered a close partnership rather than fully-fledged membership. Talks between the two heads of government also covered business and security matters, among others the role of the Czech armed forces in helping to guard the Turkish border against possible attacks from Syria. Lamb of God frontman Randy Blythe has arrived back in the Czech Republic to defend himself on charges of manslaughter. The singer, who was arrested in the summer of last year and later released on bail, is suspected of having pushed a fan off the stage during a 2010 concert in Prague, thereby inflicting grievous head injuries resulting in death. The frontman told the court on Monday that he recalled pushing a fan in a skirmish, but claimed the man got up and walked away after the incident. If convicted of manslaughter, Blythe could face up to 10 years in prison. The victim's family has also asked for 10 million crowns in compensation. An internal audit at the Energy Regulatory Office suggests former employees may have illegally upped the prices of electricity from solar plants. The office chairwoman, Alena Vitaskova, said the audit's findings indicate that in the years between 2005 and 2011, solar energy prices were not set within the bounds of the law, incurring damages worth tens of millions of crowns. Public Prosecutor's Office is looking into the matter. A number of employees who reportedly tried to withhold information and boycott the audit have been sacked. President-elect Miloš Zeman is to hold talks this week with the country's leading politicians. On Tuesday, he will be meeting with the outgoing President Václav Klaus, Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. Meetings are also being scheduled with the heads of all parliamentary parties. According to the CTK news agency, Mr. Zeman has refused to meet with the newly established junior governing party, LIDEM, on the grounds that it did not gain legitimacy in parliamentary elections. The government will review its strategy in combating social exclusion, according to the government's Human Rights Commissioner, Monika Šimunková. Plans to gradually close down the existing network of practical schools, previously known as special schools, attended by a large number of Romani pupils, is to be revised after a wave of protests from parents and teachers. Over 76,000 parents and teachers have signed a petition opposing the plan on the grounds that practical schools are important for children with learning disabilities, and called on the government to seek other ways of combating discrimination against Romani children. The government will now focus largely on the work of advisory boards, which are instrumental in sending children to practical schools on the basis of tests and interviews, in order to make sure that only children with serious learning problems, not socially disadvantaged children, are placed in such institutions. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring overcast skies and sleet or rain showers with day temperatures between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.